want to hit the recording button. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more Grimm's Adult Games Corner and Super Seducer. Let me put this bag of chips away, and we will get started. Okay, so we're going to go with Wingman, and the only reason I have to do it like this is because it doesn't put you in, like, the normal mode for, you know, it does something weird when you click on it. But we're going to go ahead and get started. Oh, no, it does. I'm sorry. It says your wingman isn't the smoothest, but he's a good guy, and with your help, maybe he'll finally get lucky. Do you have what it takes to be a great wingman? Go, leave the bar with the girls. What type of guy is the best wingman? Attractive guy. Ugly guy that makes you look good by comparison, or your ex-girlfriend. Do not pick ex-girlfriend.
Attractive guy? Or...
ugly guy makes you look good by comparison?
Maybe. You know, I hope they're not friends, because I think that would tarnish the friendship. Like, hey, you're ugly. Let's put you in here.
I'm going to see if that works. Probably not, though.
No, wrong, because you want your wingman to...
look cool and be able to hold his own. But the best wingman I've heard was a woman. I want to see what it says on ex-girlfriend.
Whereas a girl wing woman...
who's pretty cool, yeah.
Cool option. Your ex is just going to get in the way, because she doesn't actually want you to get any girls.
Right, okay. So your ex-girlfriend, no, but a wing woman is the best wingman.
Yeah.
So, attractive guy.
You want to go out with someone that makes you look good. They should be, they should look pretty good if possible, at least dress
yeah, and that's
well.
Common sense. That's what I was going to go with at first, to be absolutely honest.
Mood, oh, yeah. Has a positive energy, and if possible, you know, one that actually likes talking to girls.
Yeah. Well, you set up code words? Set up code words while talking to girls. Don't set up code words. I'd say.
Set up code words.
But first, we need to set up some code words, right? So if you're talking to a girl, but then you decide you like that one, then you're going to say, this girl's crazy. Let me you like that one.
Okay.
And then if you like the other one and you want to do the switcheroo, you're going to say, oh, Richard, I was just thinking about that time in Italy. Right? That one. And then if
bad
you decide
idea.
That you don't like the girls, you can just say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to go as well. Whatever, right? If we don't, yeah. If we don't like them. If you like the girl and you want to stay for home, then you can just say, what could you say? Does anyone want some chewing gum?
Yeah.
Perfect. So those are our code words.
Yeah.
If you go out with your friend and you talk to lots of girls, you would find that you have situations where you said, I thought you liked her. No, I didn't. Well, why was I talking to her friend for 30 minutes? I don't know. I thought you liked your friend. So in order to avoid all these kinds of miscommunications that can happen, it makes sense to just spend a little time thinking about the possible eventualities and coming up with a code word. Even though it does sound a bit geeky, it actually really helps in practice.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah. Would never have thought of that.
Which one do you like?
I like the blonde one. I don't know. I don't know what to say to her.
Go on, give it a go.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be embarrassed.
Alright.
Take $100 from him and say you'll only give it back if he approaches. Ooh. Tell him that if he doesn't go and talk to them, you will, and you'll speak loudly so that everyone can hear. Tell him to have a shot to give him some confidence. Shit, I'm between A and C.
Yeah, A and B probably. I say the shot, I think, helps, but...
I wonder if that'll work.
Maybe.
You want to do the shot?
What if he doesn't have $100?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, you just need more confidence. Here, finish some of that. Have as much as you can, and then you get in there.
Don't be sloppy.
No. Probably you're right.
Yeah, that's courage.
One of those.
There you go, man. Cool.
That
you feel
ain't
better,
a
man.
Shot.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, sometimes you need a drink, right, before
yeah,
you start.
You're right.
Can't do it immediately. All right, you ready to go, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so here's
some ready.
This dude's gone in there.
It's cool, you know.
Hang on a minute. Maybe he's just walking past. Oh, shit. No, they like him. Oh, well. You see what just happens, and that is why you always need to make the move when the time is right.
Okay.
to B.
Alright, dude. Look, if you don't go and talk to them, I'm gonna go and just scream in front of the whole bar. Drake likes you. He thinks don't. You're sexy.
Oh yeah, that shit totally fucking works. I've seen women say that shit. If you don't talk to that girl right now, I'm going to talk to her.
Sometimes
shit.
People need a little bit of a kick.
Yo.
You know, to get started.
Like, this is real deal shit right there. I have had that happen with women. You both go in together. Your friend goes in while you wait a moment. You go in first to scope things out, then your friend goes in. And I'm not even talking about, like, a club scene. I'm talking about if there was a girl I liked and another told another girl. If you don't go in there and talk to that girl, I'm going to go talk to that girl. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit. She pretty much made you do it.
Yeah.
Your friend goes in while you wait a moment. You both go in together. You first. Okay, so what are we going to do here?
I would say if he's more knowledgeable, he could go in. But I think it'd be a better statement for the friend to go in and you wait a moment.
Okay.
Going in together is what a lot of guys do. It doesn't work too well. Much better if one of you goes in, kind of warms things up first.
What should I say?
Give him the "Are you girls male bashing" line. Tell him to use the "Sorry, I'm late, traffic was crazy" opener. Tell him to just go up and grab her ass. Say to use the tried and tested engagement opener. Tell him just to be himself and talk about Star Wars. Part of me wants to hear him talk about Star Wars.
I mean...
Hold on, let's see.
Have you seen the latest Star Wars?
No.
Why?
Well, we don't like...
How can it be?
It's the most amazing movie.
That 100-yard stare.
Well, sorry, we don't think so.
Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill... And all the droids, the Jedi. Come on, it's great.
I'm sorry, we want to talk to each other. Sorry.
Okay. I had to do the Star Wars one. It's Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and all the droids.
He didn't talk about Star Wars as much as he loves it. Very low chance of success.
He didn't say that there wasn't any chance. Just very low.
I say C.
I gotta hear this one too.
The girls are always talking about two things, shopping or they're discussing men. So just go over there and say, you guys male bashing, and it'll probably work.
Yeah?
Sometimes that shit works. That one actually can work depending on the girls.
Yeah.
Oh, hey girls. Are you male bashing?
Not now.
Oh, you're great. And by the way, my name is Greg.
I'm Greg. Vicky.
Oh, and you?
Monica.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
How in the world does that work?
This is a nice opening line. It often works because
I think
these
are the worst actors in the series so far.
Yeah.
But they probably were not long ago.
Hello, ladies. How about sports car?
Get in
sports car.
Sports car! I feel like that Persian guy from Family
yep,
Guy.
That's what it was.
You like sports car?
We
like
sports
car.
We give you a ride in sports car.
How long will you wait to join? 1 minute.
You want to allow enough time for him to say something to the girls, get a response, go a little bit further than that, get them comfortable, make sure that they feel good, and then you join exactly at that time. If it's too early or too late, it could be all wrong and mess things up. So around a minute looks right, but when they're kind of engaged in a conversation together, ideally smiling, you can get in there.
Okay. What would you say as you join them? Come in and say, sorry, is he bothering you? Come and say, I see you've met the local serial killer. Hey, mate, so who are these two? Pretend to throw up on them. I like this one.
Yeah, I like it. But
let's see.
What an amazing party.
We're having a little fun tonight.
Oh, great. So I see you've met the local serial killer. They call him the bonsai killer
because
he kills children and he leaves a little
boy. Oh no.
That's too
hardcore. Richard, don't expose me. I'm Richard. Nice to meet you.
Vicky.
Vicky.
Monica.
This is
so.
This this kind of funny stuff that makes them laugh is kind of good in some way, you know, it's that friendly banter. But on the other hand, you know, it takes a little bit away from the relationship because it seems like you're competing or
trying to make him look bad, right? Well, the way he fucking said it was probably... It's like, oh, I see you've met the local serial killer. And then you laugh and you say, oh, yeah, I'm all about... You know, it's just bad acting in that. Give your attention to your friend. Give your attention to both girls.
He doesn't like...
Okay.
So what do you like to do in your free time?
Well, I like reading.
Yeah? What do you read?
Well, now I read Harry Potter books.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god. What? No, that's bad. So it means you were like 12 years old?
No,
or 13? 14?
No, not even close.
I thought only young girls read Harry Potter.
No, not. Have you ever read Harry Potter?
Yeah, I read the first one. Didn't like it. And I watched the second movie.
Oh, well, you know.
Didn't like it. I know it's popular, but I thought it was, you know, a children's thing. But
no, absolutely not.
No? It's got some good stuff.
Yes, I think you should try it. Yeah.
I did like that she gave all the money to charity, J.K. Rowling. She's very cool, so
yes,
that's
really
good.
Like,
so it's good that you're supporting. Did you pay for it? Or
for books?
Yeah,
yes.
Downloading.
No, I
paid for it.
Well done, you're being a good wingman. That's exactly right. You want to help him out this time, maybe he'll help you out this next time, and by talking to the other girl exclusively, you free him up to do his thing with
my
the girl
services are worth more than his services.
Tell her about 50 Shades of Grey and sex dungeons. It's rare to read books these days. Well done, do most of the talking about your reading. 50 Shades of Grey had a lot to do with fucking Twilight and Harry Potter. Let me see what she has to say.
I don't really read, but I do like 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, actually,
I
read.
She read it.
Yeah, you read it. That's great. Well, you know, based on that, I actually started getting into this whole area, and so I added a special room to my house, and it has all these chains and the weapons and equipment and the hooks and things to tie girls up. Actually, I think your wrists are quite small, but I think we can get some ropes.
That's terrible. That is terrible. I knew it wasn't going to be good.
Whips and chains. Richard, what have you done? It was the sex dungeon thing again. They didn't like it. Oh, really? Yeah, but I think, you know, they're just boring girls. I think we can find some girls. We just need girls that are sexy and like sex dungeons, right?
Yeah, for
sure. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's
on a serious note, it's not the way to bring sexual topics into the discussion.
Most of the talking about your reading?
B. Keep the attention on her and she can...
I like reading too, actually. But don't you think it's rare these days? Like, everyone's on Instagram and just distracted by stuff.
Well, you know, maybe, but my friends read all the time, so...
Yeah?
We
should start a reading club.
I think so.
Yeah, I think they do that, right? Like, everyone reads the same book and then talks about
it. Yes, actually, it's pretty cool. Yeah,
if you can agree on the book.
Well, not really. You know, you share your opinion. It's pretty cool to discuss it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was rare for me to meet someone that likes reading. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think
you have a very nice voice.
When you're being the wingman, you want to make your girl feel good and comfortable. That means that you don't need to do so much teasing and things like that, but you do need to give some compliments, have a
friendly
conversation.
You just gotta find girls that like sex
dungeons
and
rape.
Yeah.
Nicely enough so that she's happy to talk to you, but maybe not too much.
Just go up to
him,
do you like sex dungeons or rape? Then you're not for us, shove her away.
They're the right woman.
Cheers.
Like...
Even if they were into it, they wouldn't tell.
It really depends on the woman and how many drinks she's had. Even so, you still shouldn't say that.
I was forced. I had two drinks. He raped me.
Right. Tell the girls an embarrassing story about him. Tell his girl that he likes her and she's a lucky girl. Try and steal both girls for a threesome while he's away. Tell him about a great book he recently read. Tell a story about a time when he really helped you out and why you're best friends.
Oh.
That's something a girl would do, though.
something to build his other friend up. What? Tell the girl. Oh. No. Tell him about great book.
What about this? I'm going to go with this.
You know, Greg, he's actually my best friend. Such a great guy because, you know, I've got lots of friends, but you never know who would really be there for you, right? But there was this one time where I just had this horrible situation, broke up with my ex-girlfriend, and I called him at like 4 a.m, and he said, I'm going to be there right away. And he got out of bed, came to me, and was talking to me, you know, all through the morning and stuff, didn't sleep. And it really made me feel better. And I knew, because he could have said, oh, I've got to sleep, I'm busy, I'm going to work tomorrow, whatever. But he was really there for me. So since that day, I realized, you know, he's a super guy.
If I don't have anything
so nice
to do in the
such
morning,
a wonderful friend.
Yeah.
I don't think that means you're a bad friend if you're like, hey, I had to be at work so I don't get fired.
Right.
If you can do this kind of thing for your friends, and if they can do it for you, it has a huge effect.
Not everyone can.
Just bragging is bad, but when someone else says something about you, it's incredibly powerful. So think about something nice that you can say about your wingman and try it next time. Yeah, so that's good anyway. Look, hey Rich, he needs my help. I'll just get the drink. Hang on a second.
Whiskey Coke. That's my kind of drink right there, folks.
Oh, thank you.
Man, I had that 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've started drinking again. I'm back on the wagon. Damn, it fell off the wagon. Fell off the wagon. Oh, no.
No.
I don't even think I got drunk enough to do anything. Like, it didn't feel like anything. It's like, I knew I drank a lot of alcohol, but I don't feel nothing. So I just went to bed. No, actually, that's the day I was up till 7. I wasn't drunk, though.
She's so freaky.
Second person perspective usually helps.
Right.
I didn't feel a thing. You ran over 5 people on the way. Oh, that, I thought that was a speed bump. Ah, the law's looking for you. Oh, but I didn't feel that drunk.
Be cold and tell her you have a girlfriend. Tell her you have a girlfriend, but you can still have sex. Game her to the same extent as if you really liked her.
I guess that.
Thank you. That's nice of you to say. And actually, you're so pretty. You've got
Thank
such a
you.
Sweet smile.
Thank you. Nice to hear.
But you're a little bit shy, right? Am I right?
Maybe a little bit.
But that's cute. I like shy girls.
Thank you.
Yeah, shy girls are normally good girls. But is it, what is it they say? It's always the quiet ones. There's some English expression. The quiet ones are trouble.
Well, maybe it's true.
Yeah, true about you?
Maybe.
I like how she does that playfully.
The worst situation here is if your girl gets bored and wants to leave and drags his girl away.
Yeah.
And girls often do that because they're way more loyal than guys. So
way more loyal.
So as far as you can without being dishonest, you want to work hard.
Now, if a guy leaves the group, yes, he's gonna. We're not gonna prevent that.
Yeah, he's gone. Keep the girls side by side. Turn your girl away from her friend by moving around to the outside?
B.
Okay. I don't know why, but...
The girls can see each other.
Because,
they
so they...
find a moment
where
there's a lull
in the conversation.
And they can get out of there. If you turn them away...
So that they can't see each other. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Then it makes it much
like
harder.
Parents.
It's like some fucking... It's like some fucking strategic shit.
So
just throw a curtain on them and they fall asleep.
Well, I am a vegetarian for 6 years now. Can you believe it?
And you're still alive?
Yes, as you see.
Okay, no, but seriously, do you feel healthier with that?
Yes, actually, I feel much better.
Okay, it seems quite trendy at the moment, and I saw lots of documentaries like this one, Cowspiracy, Forks Over Knives, and it's all, you know, about how eating meat is bad for the environment, having plant proteins or whatever is better, so
That's cool. And you're a healthy person in general, then?
Well, yes, I think so. And actually, I really love animals, so I just can't eat them.
Do you have some animals?
Yes, I have a dog.
Okay.
What about you?
No, I have fish. I have an aquarium of fishes.
Nice.
Find out logistics. They live together, and if they work the next day, talk about her hobbies. Talk about your hunting safari.
I just saw a murder mystery not too long ago about that. Talk about her hobbies.
Yeah. A murder mystery. Here we go. They on Lifetime.
Not Dateline.
Oh.
Do you mean sports or something? Yeah. Well, no.
No?
Talking about the doctor?
The doctor shot his wife.
Yeah.
Or said it was an accident.
Yeah.
Really? You don't play like volleyball?
No,
or
I don't train.
Badminton?
No.
That's so strange.
Well, I don't
what about the gym?
Sports.
You never been a member of the gym?
Well, maybe I was.
But you didn't go?
Yes. I think so.
Well, that's funny. Well, you look all right anyway. You're
Thank
in good
you.
Shape. So
Thank you.
It hasn't killed you yet. At some point, you need to start working for your friend. And
so we actually have to.
We gotta work? What?
No, no, no. Well, you were telling me that the logistics stuff was. The logistics stuff sounded. You said that was like Dateline.
I think so.
Offer to take.
No, the hunting safari.
Oh! Well, I was on the safari. Oh, man. Offer to take pics and direct him to touch her up. Do you know I'm a licensed pastor? I think I should marry you guys right now. Proceed to perform a ceremony with I do's and then say you may now kiss the bride. Tell the friend, your girl, how good they look together and encourage the connection. Okay, well, my work here is done. You guys have fun. Leave the group.
See.
I want to see what B does, but I don't think
it
would.
It might.
I don't think it matters. We'll finish it.
Hey, guys.
That's too over the top.
Look, you guys are getting on amazingly. And do you know what? I'm actually a licensed pastor, so I can marry you guys. Here, man. This is for my emergency special occasion ring. Yeah. So, with this ring, you take Greg to be your lawfully wedded husband.
No, it's not funny.
It's okay. It's fine. Just drink some champagne and let's do it.
I'm sorry, I don't
want to
do that.
Wait a minute, you're married already?
No, I'm not.
She's married already.
No,
you're
I'm
married
not.
Yet?
I'm not going to do that.
You married or what?
No.
Oh, my.
Then you're a lesbian.
Ah! Lesbian?
What? It's
Vicky, come on.
Germs.
Are you married?
Vicky. What's wrong with that?
I know, man. You know, sometimes some girls are just weird. What are you going to do?
Is that it?
High pressure, so it can easily blow up in your face. Like it did just then.
It was C.
Great together. First day, you're both quite tall, so they match like that. Because
well,
he actually
that's
tall,
not what I thought.
So hard for him to find someone in his fight. She's such a nice girl. How is she? Is she a good girl?
She's a wonderful girl.
Yeah.
I think your friend is very lucky.
Alright, well hopefully they, you know, they make it. But let's just chill and see what happens.
This is very nice. You're not saying it publicly, you're not saying it to her, but you're saying it to the friend because you know that after this interaction, they're going to speak about him and you want the girl that you're talking to be saying very nice things about your friend.
Right.
That's the correct choice. Nice one.
Let your friend decide to do what... Let your friend decide what to do next. Suggest a swingers party. You suggest going somewhere else. Persuade your girl... Prayed your girl to so that she persuades her friend. Let's see.
Monica, what do you think? This place is getting a bit dull, right? Maybe we should make a move after party time,
I think it's a good idea.
Let's get Bianca and Greg and get out of here.
Yeah.
Guys, go for after party.
Yeah.
Which one
would
be
Come on.
Because she
wants.
Yeah,
yes,
of course. All my ideas are good.
Okay, let's go.
All my ideas are good. I like that. It shows a lot of confidence.
They were never
exactly
seen again until the fifth week where someone found a shoe.
A human skull was found.
Then your friend's going to be free and
It was wintertime, so she was perfectly preserved beneath the ice, and the depths of the water had no end.
Oh, man. Okay, so that's a grisly end to this encounter here. But yeah, don't do half the things we did. I mean, it was fun to actually see some of the crazy ones. And actually looking at some of these crazier ones, you know, as I was just going through and testing the audio, it's fun to actually look at the bad ones. And he does that on purpose because he knows they're funny.
Yeah. As they stabbed the girls,
shit.
They high-fived and said, teamwork.
All right, well, what have we got next? The next one we have, Extra Unlocked. I think we got another, yeah, Office and First Date Kate. I think we did Office before, a long time ago. They just moved it. They moved it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wonder why they moved it to 9.
No, I don't think we've done the Office yet.
No. When we did this the first time.
The first time, yeah.
Let's see. Chapter outtakes. Fail on any. Okay. Texting secrets. Okay. Well, I was trying to see if there was anything. Advice book. Okay. Yeah, because you were supposed to use this as a.
Guide.
Yeah, special guide. Alright, so this is the end of Super Seducer for right now, and we'll see you guys next time with more Super Seducer.